For a faster, easier way to keep your kitchen and bathroom spotless, change to Babbo, the amazing cleaner that dissolves grease. The makers of Babbo present Laura Lawton, the story of what it means to be the wife of one of the richest, most attractive men in all America. The story of the conflict between love and riches in a world so many dream of, but where so few dreams come true. Ladies, if your husband's work gets his hands so grimy they're hard to clean, tell him this. He can quickly wash that greasy grime off his hands with Babbo. And here's why. On workers' hands, it's grease that holds the dirt. Just like grease holds dirt on pots and pans and porcelain fixtures. And Babbo was specifically created to dissolve grease. With grease dissolved, dirt wipes off quickly, thoroughly, easily. So for greasy hands and for household cleaning, try Babbo, B-A-B-O. To save extra steps, get two cans, one for the bathroom, one for the kitchen. Made a hurried trip to Hopewell, a state institution near Washington, with her good friend Dr. Randy Valancourt, when they received word that Laura's husband, Peter Carver, has had a bad time ever since the idea of having an operation on his brain was broached to him. Now Laura's heard Peter say to her,
Laura, I have to talk to you very closely. It might even be better if I wrote this.
Oh, what is it, Peter?
Laura, this is not a hospital. It's a jail. Why am I in jail, Laura? What is it? What have I done? What is it?
Meanwhile, in Washington, at his sister's home, Bert Harris, the shipyard foreman who is responsible for the tragic situation Peter is in, is receiving a visit from Randy Valancourt's vindictive fiancée, Carolyn Lamb, who is now saying,
I'm going to be your friend, Bert, and you're going to be mine. We're going to work together.
What are you trying to do? Trap me?
No, not at all. I want to help you, Bert. And I want you to help me.
What'd Laura Lawton do to you?
Dr. Valancourt is my fiancée. She's getting him away from me, Bert. And I don't like that.
She's like that. She's evil. She's got Mr. Carver's shipyard now, you know.
Yes.
Took it right away from him, made herself the boss, and sent him to the hospital.
I know.
Even his sister is out of it now. What's your name?
I'm Carolyn Lamb.
Lamb. Miss Lamb, listen. I want to hurt her the way she's hurt him.
You're devoted to Peter Carver, aren't you?
Yeah. Like he was my brother. I always thought like that about him for years and years. I watched him grow up and take over the plant. I watched how everybody respected him like they did his father. I watched him become important, and all the time his picture would be in the newspaper.
I know. And she destroyed all that.
Yeah. He come in one day to the shipyards, and he told me he married. Oh, Mr. Peter, I said, I'm glad. You need a good wife. You need a home. I'm glad, I said. But I didn't know it was her he'd married. I didn't know then what I know now. She's no good. She's no good.
What should we do, Bert?
What do you mean, what should we do? Look, don't act like I'm going to do anything illegal or anything.
Oh, I won't, Bert. I'm not talking about anything like that at all. I'm just...
He killed my wife, but it wasn't him, really. It was Laura Lawton did it because of putting him in the hospital.
I can understand your saying that, Bert. I can understand it perfectly.
That's why I blame her. Nobody killed my wife, really, except Laura Lawton.
Bert? I think you should sue Laura Lawton. I think you have a legal suit against her.
Oh.
I don't know, but I think I could get a lawyer. I think that if you wanted to, you could tie up the shipyard so that she couldn't do a thing with them.
I want to make trouble for her. I want to make a lot of trouble for her.
And you can, Bert, because I'll help you.
I started to already. They don't know it yet. I don't know if I should tell you, though, this.
I'm your friend, Bert. After all, we have to trust each other. I'm trusting you not to go to Laura Lawton and tell her I came here to see you. You have to trust me the same way.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
All right, then.
It's the barge.
The barge?
Yeah. I did something to it. It's a new big idea they've all been working on. It's a crazy idea. It won't work. And she's had everybody slaving away at it, but it won't work.
Why won't it?
Because I changed the specifications. I fixed it so nobody can tell till it's finished. It'll sink. That's what it'll do. It'll go down the ways and sink.
You really think so?
Sure. Sure. It'll make a fool of her. Of her and Stephen Grant.
That's the naval architect who stepped right in and helped her take over, isn't it?
Yeah. The two of them are going to take the whole shipyard. They don't even act as if Peter Carver has anything to do with it. Why, they don't... She's selling Mr. Peter right down the river. She'll keep him in that asylum always. You watch.
Bert, if I get a lawyer, will you work with me on all this? I know we can cause a lot of trouble, and I think I know an easy way to do it.
What do you want me to do?
You're an old and valued employee. I think you and Peter Carver's sister and I can build a case protecting Mr. Carver's interests. Exposing Laura Lawton for what she is. An opportunist. A thief, really. She's stealing the shipyards from her husband. But I really think we can do something about it.
Okay.
Now, I've got to go back to my hotel, Bert. You won't let anyone know I came, will you?
No.
You live here with your sister, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, when I locate this particular man that I'm thinking of to handle this business for us, I'll send him here with a note from me. Thank you, Bert. We'll get a lot done together. We really will.
Laura's far too much concerned with Peter Carver's condition to worry at all about the undermining influences of Carolyn Lamb. For as Peter continues to talk to her, she realizes his mind is completely clouded, that he's reaching out in the dark for a light, for something to guide him. As he now says to her,
I'm right, aren't I, Laura? This is a prison.
Peter, the bars on the window don't mean...
And the locking of the doors, don't forget that. I hear it always, the key turning, and the door is locked. Why, Laura? What have I done?
Darling.
It isn't a real jail, though, because this is a room. It isn't a cell. But I'm being punished, Laura.
No. No, dear, you're not.
Now you're lying to me. But that's to be expected. Everybody lies to me. There's some dreadful truth that I mustn't know. So they lie to me. Dr. Kenzie and the other man, the one you're in love with.
Peter.
It's all right. You thought I didn't know, but... I'm very smart, Laura. Do you want to know how I found out this is a prison? That I was being watched? That it wasn't the ordinary type of hospital?
Yes, dear. Tell me.
Very simple. The doctor and I walked through the grounds. We talked. And there was a man behind us sweeping the walks. Sweeping, sweeping. And not a thing to sweep. Literally, there was no reason for him to be sweeping. But he was there. And if we walked rapidly, he swept rapidly. Swept nothing rapidly. You see?
Peter, dear.
No,
don't.
You have to listen to me, darling, because it's very important. It's all important. And I want you to know that I'm very clever. Very, very clever, darling.
I know you're very clever, darling.
I knew that man was following us. And then the fool spoke to me about that.
About what, dear?
That. The operation. You know, he talked about it.
Yes, dear.
And then I tested them. Tested them to see if it was a prison. And it is. I ran, Laura. I ran fast. And the man dropped the broom. He ran faster. See, they have them trained to run after us. Trained like bloodhounds. You know that?
I know.
Well, you can't know, Laura. You've never been hunted. You've never been like an animal as I was. You've never... I...
Peter, dear.
Yes. Talk more softly, Laura. They're listening.
Peter, dear. You know I love you, don't you?
Yes.
You believe that. You can rely on that, can't you? You will hold to it.
Yes, certainly.
Oh, darling, you've been very ill. So ill that your whole world seems to be in darkness, and you can't seem to find your way home. Try to believe in me as if I were the light shining for you. Listen to what I say, Peter, and come home.
What are you going to tell me?
I can only talk to you when I know you have complete faith in me, darling.
I do. I have faith, Laura.
Will you believe I love you even when I say something that sounds as if I didn't?
What could you possibly say that would sound like that? Because of course I trust you, Laura. You're my rock. They're at me constantly about this operation they want me to consent to. They nag at me about it. But not you. You won't let them do it. You won't talk to me about it. Yes, I trust you, Laura. But, Laura, we have to work together, darling. Secretly, so they don't know.
Peter.
And cleverly. We'll fool them, Laura, you and I. You see, dear, I do trust you. You won't let them do it, will you? You won't let them do it.
Laura closes her eyes and bows her head in defeat as she realizes how far away Peter is from her. Will his tortured mind ever be reached by Laura Lawton? Ladies, you may be losing precious time every day because of needless hard work. So listen to the exciting reports of Babbo's tremendous new nationwide survey and let the experience of other housewives help you save 30 minutes or more a day. Let me explain. We asked nearly 6,000 women throughout America to compare Babbo with ordinary cleansers with the new cleansers. We asked them to compare Babbo for speed, safety, economy. And the actual reports from housewives taking part show that Babbo, on the average, saved over 2 minutes in cleaning a wash basin, over 2 minutes in cleaning a greasy frying pan, over 3 minutes in cleaning a kitchen sink, and so on. Savings which, when added up, average over 1/2 hour a day. Now, if you have a big house, think how Babbo can save you even more time. What's more, almost without exception, the women who reported voted Babbo safest, most economical, because you need use less Babbo to clean. Try Babbo for cleaning your pots and pans, aluminum ware, and porcelain fixtures. Babbo will easily get stains off Pyrex dishes and glass coffee makers. And here's a special use. Babbo is wonderful for dishwashing. Just sprinkle a little in the dishwater before adding soap. It helps make even the hardest water as soft as silk. You use less soap, and your dishes and glassware sparkle with a dazzling new brightness. And here's why Babbo is such a wonder worker. In dishwashing, as in all your household cleaning, 90% of the scouring you do is caused by grease. Babbo dissolves grease. With grease dissolved, dirt wipes gently off, quickly, thoroughly, safely. You're through fast. Get Babbo today. Also get 2 of the beautiful new plastic Babbo can holders. 1 to beautify your bathroom, 1 to brighten up your kitchen. They come in 4 lovely colors, ruby red, seafoam green, antique ivory, and pastel blue. Will be on the air at the same time tomorrow. Ford Bond speaking and asking you to remember that Laura Lawton is brought to you by Babbo, the grease dissolving cleaner. So tune in tomorrow. And meanwhile, clean those pots and pans and sinks the easy way with Babbo, B-A-B-O.
Who make soap at home? Here's how to make good soap for less than a penny a cake. Use Lycons. It's in modern flake form. Try Lycons. See how splendid this soap is for cleaning greasy work clothes, for dazzling white washes, too. Use recipe on Lycons label or send for a free book containing 5 tested soap recipes. Address Lycons, L-Y-C-O-N-S, care of the station. Ask for free Lycons soap making recipes.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow morning to This is Nora Drake, heard over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.